Tonight is a special night. This is the last Sunday evening of this semester at Freed Hardeman. Some of you will be graduating and going on in other directions. Many of you will be leaving later this week and at least be gone for the summer. I'd like to take this opportunity on the behalf of our elders and the entire congregation to say to all of you as students at Freed Hardeman how thankful we are you're here tonight, that you're here at other times. Those of you that may be going to summer school and other courses, we hope to see you here every time you can. Those of you that are going home for the summer, we look forward to seeing you back with us. We are thankful that you are here. I know that this week is a special week. I'm almost positive that there will be more prayer across the street this next week than usual. Somebody said the other day that they talk about not having prayer in schools and said as long as there are tests, there will be prayer in schools. And I think that's probably true. I want to think with you tonight for just a few minutes, especially thinking with those of you that are students. I've been thinking for about 2 weeks now, realizing that tonight will probably be the last time that I'll have the opportunity to speak to some of you about what I ought to say, what I ought to use in the lesson tonight. Done a lot of thinking about that. You see, there are some things that are more important than other things. Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew 23:23, there are some weightier matters of the law. Oh, he said these other things you ought to do. But there are some things that are more important than other things. And I believe that's the case. And so I decided that I wanted to use, I guess if you were to ask for a topic tonight, that I wanted to use or talk about what is the most important idea that I can talk about and leave with all of us and especially with the students that are leaving us. What is the most important thing in the world? What is the most important sermon that could be preached? What is the most important concept that could be discussed? And for several days now, I've been thinking about that and trying to come up with what really is the most important concept that could be presented. I considered believing that God is our creator. That's something that we really need to understand. Many of the problems that we have in the world today are coming about, in my opinion, because so many people do not believe in God as they should. When people believe that God is dead and Elvis is alive, we're going to have problems. I thought about turning to Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and talking about how important that is, and that very first sentence there in the Bible is extremely important. Decisions that you will make in the next few days and few weeks and few years that are ahead will be affected by the degree to which you really believe that God is our creator. But perhaps that's not the most important concept that needs to be presented. I thought about the conviction that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and our Savior. And I think you would almost immediately say, well, it would be hard to find anything more important than that. Because we're talking about the only begotten Son of God, John 3:16. We're talking about Him leaving heaven and coming to this earth, Philippians chapter 2. We're talking about Him shedding His blood once for all, Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. that we might be redeemed, that we might be the children of God, that we might have the opportunity of salvation made possible by the grace of God as we discussed this morning. And when we look at the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, being the very foundation on which the church is built in Matthew 16, and in fact being the very foundation of Christianity, with His divinity being that which undergirds everything that we believe and everything that has to do with Christianity, it might seem natural to think that that's the most important concept that could be put across. But perhaps that's not it. I considered one's attitude toward this book, especially the attitude that this is the final word of God. And you've heard me say more than once that I believe that every problem in the church and in religion eventually can be traced back to whether or not we accept this book as the inspired word of God, and I still believe that. I believe John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:105. I believe, as I think all of you do that are here tonight, that right here between these covers and the pages of this book, we find everything that we need that will supply us to every good work, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And so it would stand to reason that certainly it is a mighty important concept to believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. But I really don't think that's the most important idea that we need to get across. Well, maybe it's the fact that heaven ought to be our goal. You've heard us say time and time again, I want to go to heaven. Some of us will say, I want to go to heaven more than anything else. Sometimes we'll say, if we don't make it to heaven, nothing else really matters. We'll sing those wonderful songs, how beautiful heaven must be, tell me of a home, all of those others that you remember. And we're reminded of the street of gold, the gates of pearl, the walls of jasper. We enjoy reading that passage that says there'll be no tears and heartaches and sorrows there in heaven. And really, we think about how beautiful heaven must be, what a wonderful place it is. And there is a sense in which we could say to each other, you just got to have the goal of wanting to go to heaven above everything else. If you don't have that, nothing else matters. And how true that is. But perhaps that is not the most important concept that we need to leave with you, especially as you are leaving us. Well, what is it? God the Creator, Christ the Savior, the Bible, the inspired Word of God, heaven, the eternal home. And after discussing those four, I'm here to tell you tonight that I really have come to believe that neither of those is the most important idea that we need to get across. I am convinced that the most important concept is the attitude that you have toward yourself. Now that sounds almost like a contradiction as you begin to think about it, because perhaps almost immediately you think of that passage. It says, let a man deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. But that's a part of what I'm saying. If you don't have the attitude toward yourself that you ought to have, you will not have the attitude toward God, Christ, the Bible, or heaven that you ought to have. I'm convinced of that. And I believe I'm standing on sound ground. There are some words in the passage that was read early in our service tonight that we tend to overlook. If I were asked you to describe those two great commandments that are given there, You would say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And you would be thinking love for God and love for neighbor. And that's what's in those two commandments. But that second commandment has something else in it that is extremely important and often overlooked. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. What kind of love do you have for yourself? It's also interesting over in Ephesians 5, and talking about the love that a man is to have for his wife, that he is to love his wife as he loves himself, as he loves his own body. And let me just say in passing here, and this is a lesson for another time, I'm convinced that many of our problems in the marriage relationship is because we don't have the right attitude toward ourselves. It is impossible to have the right attitude toward God and Christ and the Bible and heaven and even others unless you have the right attitude toward yourself. And basically that attitude that I'd like to present to you tonight that makes me say to you, I think this is the most important concept that I could ever try to put across, is that you must have the desire to do right. I'm not as concerned about whether you attend a service as whether or not you want to. I'm not as concerned about what you do in a lot of areas of life as I am what you want to do. What do you really believe is right? And do you have the desire to do what's right to the extent that you continue to research and to find out what God has said? Or are you doing what somebody else says is right? Or what the polls would say is right. The most important idea that any one of us can have tonight, in my opinion, is to have that desire, that strong desire that nobody can take away from us, to do what is right. David prayed in the 51st Psalm about the mistakes that he had made. And there's a verse there in verse 10 where he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. I think David understood and was saying there that if I can have the right spirit in me, if I can have the right desire in me, if I want to do what's right at any cost, and I am so determined to do what is right that I will not let anything or anybody deter me, I believe that's the most important concept that I can have in my life. And that involves at least three ideas associated with that. Or we might say that it's at least a three-pronged idea. It involves self-respect, self-esteem, and self-control. Self-respect, to where we present our bodies as a living sacrifice and our minds are under control. Self-esteem, to where we can say with Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I believe in myself, not because of who I am, but because of my relationship to Christ and because of who God made me. I believe I can do anything that I need to do. I think that's the attitude that we need to have. Self-esteem. We need to be careful that we don't think too highly of ourselves. Verse 3 that follows these two in Romans 12. But folks, we also need to be extremely careful that we don't think too lowly of ourselves. I was made in the image of God. You were made in the image of God. Don't ever say to anybody that you are not important. You need to have some self-esteem. Keep it in focus. Self-respect and self-esteem, and especially self-control. It is so easy to blame other people for what we do. It is even easy sometimes to blame other people for who we are. And there is a tendency in many parts of our society to emphasize home the point, you can't help it. This is something you can't help. You were born this way. This is the way you are, when God emphasizes that you can do something about your life. You can control many things, not that which God has kept for himself. There are some things that only God can control. But God has made us in such a way and put us into circumstances that are such that we can control many of the factors that have to do with our destiny. And if you stop and think about it, although God made heaven and made the way of salvation, there is a sense in which you and I will control our destiny. God will have the final say-so, but there's a sense in which you and I will do what God tells us to do or not do it and control our destiny based upon his word. Self-control, self-esteem, and self-respect, all embodied in this idea of wanting to have the right spirit in ourselves. And above everything else, under all circumstances, wanting to always do what is right. I believe sincerely that the attitude that you have toward yourself, especially wanting to do what is right, is probably the most important concept that you can have, and the most important factor in determining what your life will be. For you see, if you want to do what is right, there won't be any difficulty in believing in God as the Creator. If you are determined to do what is right, I think I know what your relationship with Christ will be. If you are determined to do what is right, you're going to open this book to find out what is right. And if you are determined to do that which is right, you are, by the nature of that idea, going to have your focus on heaven and being able to live with God when this life is over. And if you are determined to do what is right, and you're not a Christian, I know what you'll do tonight. Is there anybody in this audience who has not been taught the way of salvation? Is there anybody here who doesn't know what is involved in becoming a Christian? Faith, repentance, confession, being baptized for the remission of sins. Is there any of us here who does not know that we are to live the Christian life and have a pretty good concept of what that is? I think we all have a pretty good idea of what's involved in all these areas. And so you see, if we really, really want to do what is right, we will want to become Christians and live as Christians. The question is, do you really, really want to do what is right? Let us stand and sing.